Ethiopia burst onto the global consciousness in 1984. Images from the East African nation brought the faces of famine to TV screens around the world. There have been more droughts and more starvation in Ethiopia since then. And now it's happening again. Ethiopia is facing its worst hunger crisis in 8 years. The UN's World Food Program is providing emergency food assistance to more than 3 million people in the country, but it's not enough. David McGuffin filed this report from one of the worst-hit areas in southern Ethiopia.
Tess Fahoun is 2 years old, skin and bones, starving to death. The result of two successive seasons of drought, failed crops, and indifference from his own government. In the last 5 years, the drought problem has been getting worse, his mother Ayolech Ashebo says, but it's never been this bad. We don't have a single penny in our hand. The Ethiopian government admits that 4.7 million of its citizens are on the brink of starvation. Aid agencies are certain the real figure is double that and getting worse. This is a problem the government of Prime Minister Meles Zenawi doesn't want to acknowledge and focuses instead on a costly, bloody war of occupation in neighboring Somalia. By some estimates, 10% of the annual budget of Ethiopia is now being spent on the military. In the area around Tess Fahoun's village, in Ethiopia's southern region, some 40% of children are believed to be severely malnourished. Within minutes of arriving in his village, we see at least a dozen children, skeletons really, bellies swollen, in the last stages of starvation. The government hasn't done anything here, this local health worker says. A few weeks ago, foreign aid agencies came in, but there are too many people for them to help. Embarrassed by the scope of the problem, the government has banned foreign journalists from visiting emergency feeding centers where the worst cases are. So we visit an outpatient center run by the agency Doctors Without Borders, a short drive down the road from Tess Fahoun's village. Even here, the numbers who wait for help are more than this one aid agency can handle. Hundreds are turned away. Natalia Rojas is a nurse with Doctors Without Borders.
It's just the numbers are huge. The numbers are huge. In the places that we're working now, like our project in Kampala, and we're reaching 10,000 almost severely malnourished patients.
40 children have starved to death around Shinshincho. Tess Fahoun's mother worries he might be next. Every day when I go to fetch water at the river, she says, I worry when I return, my baby will be dead. For The World, I'm David McGuffin in southern Ethiopia.